BBC World Service. It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. A 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon has come into effect after the Israeli Prime Minister bowed to pressure from the US.
I agreed to a temporary ceasefire in order to try to advance negotiations. We remain in Lebanon in a 10-kilometre reinforced security zone.
Meanwhile, President Trump says Iran has agreed to hand over its enriched uranium. Also today, the British Prime Minister faces calls to resign after new revelations about the former ambassador to the US.
He was relying on the vetting process as his defence. It looked like the vetting process was ignored. This is hugely serious, and I think he will probably have to go.
And later.
Every time I've been waking up, I thought I was floating, and I had to convince myself I wasn't. I put a shirt in the air, and it went...
What it's like being back on Earth after Artemis. First, our top stories.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. A 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon has come into effect. Speaking to reporters earlier, President Trump sounded optimistic.
Actually, it's very exciting because it's 48 years. We're going to be meeting with Bibi Netanyahu, as you know, and the president of Lebanon. And I had a great talk with both of them today. They're going to be having a ceasefire, and that'll include Hezbollah.
The Iranian-backed group Hezbollah said it would abide by the deal. Israel said its troops would remain in areas they've occupied in southern Lebanon. Iran welcomed the truce but called for Israel's full withdrawal from Lebanon. The Israel-Lebanon truce could also ease negotiations to end the war with Iran. President Trump was upbeat, saying the next meeting with Iranian representatives could happen this weekend. Simijola Osho is in Washington.
President Trump told reporters outside the White House that the US and Iran were now very close to a deal. The ceasefire between the two countries is due to expire on Wednesday, but Mr. Trump says he does not think it needs to be extended because he believes an agreement will be reached with Iran pretty quickly. He said Tehran was willing to do things today that they previously were not. The president claimed Iran had agreed to give up its nuclear dust, referring to its enriched uranium, but warned if no deal was agreed, the US would continue strikes against the country.
President Trump has also dismissed comments by Pope Leo, who had said the world was being ravaged by tyrants. Mr. Trump said he disagreed with the pontiff and falsely accused him of defending Iran's right to have nuclear weapons. Addressing believers in Cameroon, the Pope said some leaders are manipulating the name of God for their own gain. Britain's top Foreign Office official, Ollie Robbins, has resigned after it emerged his department overruled security vetting to clear the appointment of Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the United States. Officials say the Prime Minister Keir Starmer did not know that Lord Mandelson had failed the vetting. He was later sacked after the Epstein files showed the extent of his friendship with the late sex offender. More from our political editor, Chris Mason.
The Prime Minister's decision to send Lord Mandelson to Washington is like a horror film stuck on repeat for Sir Keir Starmer. The whole saga has now cost another person at the centre of government their job, and there are some, both on the opposition benches and within the Labour Party, who think it might yet cost the Prime Minister his. This whole thing was already a grimace-through-his-fingers affair for Sir Keir, without an unlikely twist like this, dredging it back into the limelight yet again and prompting sharp questions as to whether he was insufficiently curious about the vetting process. The Prime Minister is, I'm told, absolutely furious.
BBC World News. Two US citizens have been given prison sentences for helping North Korean IT workers defraud American companies in a scheme that generated more than $5 million for the communist state. The US Department of Justice said the so-called laptop farms allowed North Koreans to pose as US nationals and work remotely over 3 years. The operation used more than 80 stolen identities. French prosecutors say a suspect in a deadly attack on a Jewish restaurant in 1982 has been arrested. Mahmoud Khada Abed Atra, also known as Hicham Hab, is in custody after being extradited to France by the Palestinian authorities. He's one of four suspects sought for killing six people and wounding 22 others. The crew of NASA's Artemis II mission has thanked audiences worldwide for their enthusiastic reaction to the moon flyby. They said the mission had brought humanity together. After 10 days in space, the four astronauts have been reflecting on the impact of what they experienced. Reid Wiseman was the Artemis II mission commander.
When the sun eclipsed behind the moon, I think all four of us, I turned to Victor and I said, I don't think humanity has evolved to the point of being able to comprehend what we are looking at right now, because it was otherworldly and it was amazing.
The governor of the U.S. state of New Jersey has criticized football's world governing body over a reported hike in train prices during the World Cup later this year. Mickey Sherrill blamed FIFA for people having to pay more than $100 while traveling to local matches on the New Jersey Transit Line, seven times the normal cost. She said FIFA was making huge sums on ticket sales and should subsidize travel. A FIFA spokesperson said it was surprised and expected fans to travel at normal costs as per FIFA's 2018 agreement. BBC World News.